Okay, Boker Tov. Today we're going to be doing Ayin Daf Ayin Hey, Daf 75. We are on the bottom of 74B. Towards the bottom of the page, on Ayin Dalet Amud Bet. Ha'u Gavra Da Amar Le Larisei. There was a man who said to his sharecropper, Kule Alma Dalut Lat Dal Vata V'Achle Riv'a Ad Deleir Arba'a V'Echol Tilta. He said, all of the other sharecroppers, they water their field people's field three times, and they get to eat, as payment, they get to eat one-fourth. They get paid one-fourth for all of the planting that they do. You, I want you to water it four times, and I'll give you one-third. One-third is more than one-fourth. Lasov ata mitra. Before the time he was able to do the fourth watering of the field, what happened was the rain started falling, and it fulfilled his obligation for him. He didn't need to water it anymore. So Amar Rav Yosef ha lo dila. Rav Yosef says he didn't water the field though. He has to water it. Rabba says halo itzericha. He doesn't need to water it. The water already fell. So what's the machloket? Lema Rav Yosef da amar ka rabbanan veRabba da amar ka rashbag. Let's say that Rav Yosef, he holds like the rabbanan, that in the case of the cloak, where he didn't have the cloak, what did he say? Rabbanan says you have to give the cloak. The husband asked for the cloak. Rashbag says no. Rabba says like Rashbag, who says no, you can give the value of the cloak. So therefore, over here, Rabba would say, since it rained, therefore rain would fill in for the watering, and therefore he doesn't have to water the field a fourth time as the request of the master. So the Gemara says, "V'tis berad." Does that make any sense that he holds like him and he holds like him? V'akaymala nilchadak v'dei de Rabba. We hold halachas like Rabba. Uveha in halacha k'Rashbag. But over here, we don't hold the halachas like Rashbag. So how can we say Rabba holds like Rashbag if the halacha is not like Rashbag, but the halacha is like Rabba? So ela leolam karabanan. Rather, the halacha is really like rabbanan, that you have to give the actual cloak itself. Rav Yosef karabanan. Rav Yosef holds like rabbanan. Ve'Rabba amar lach. Rabba would tell you, ana de amri afil rabbanan. I even hold like rabbanan. Ad kan lo kamri rabbanan hatam ela tzaur tzaurak hamechaven. Over there, the rabbanan was saying that what's his reason? He's asking for something is in order to cause their tzar. Okay, but over here, mishum harvachahu. Over here, trying to increase his wealth. He's trying to increase his profits. He's trying to grow himself. And over here, he does not need it anymore because it rained. So in this case, it would be different. So you cannot compare. So he's saying, even though I usually hold like Rabbanan, over here it would be different because since it rained before the fourth time, he planted, he watered, therefore it's not necessary anymore. Tananatam, Ustana Mishnah over there. This is talking about in Masechet Arachin. It says, "Barishona haya nitman yom 12 chodesh kedei shelo yechalut bo." There's a din that a buyer went and bought a field, bought a lot, a property. But the Torah says within 12 months they were able to come in and redeem it. They were able to redeem the field within 12 months. After 12 months passed, they can no longer do it. So the guy would buy it. He would go into hiding on the day of the 12th month. He would hide so you can't find him, so that it's confirmed that it belongs to him. Hillel said, you know what, because he's going to do that, we're going to throw his, we're going to take the money and we're going to put it into a specific chamber that's set out for it. And if the seller wants at any moment, he can break down the door and come in and take it back and redeem it. And whenever this guy wants, meaning whenever the buyer wants, he can come back and take his money too. He can come back and take his money. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rava, mitakanato shel Hillel nishma, from the takanav Hillel, what do we see? Hareze gitech al menat shetitni li 200 zuz v'natna lo." If he says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and she gives it to him, midaato megoreshet. Al korcho ina megoreshet. If she did it with his mindset, meaning he had the intention to receive it, then she's divorced. But if it was against his will, he didn't want to take it, then she's not divorced. Right? From the fact that in this specific case, Hillel established that giving against one's will would be considered giving. Right? He said, because I see that the buyer goes into hiding and he's not allowing it to be redeemed, we're forcing him the money to stay in this chamber and the seller can come back whenever he wants. So you see that over there, we're allowing it to be forced, it would be considered netina. Ah, miklal de be'alma netina bal korche lo ave netina. You can imply from there that a general giving against one's will would not be considered giving. Meaning over here, if the get was given saying, you give me 200 sous. And he gave, she gave the money, but it was against his will. He said, no, I don't want to take the money. It wouldn't be considered giving based on Hillel, because Hillel only established it over there, not anywhere else. So the Gemara says, Ma tifla Rav Papa? Rav Papa is a contradiction. Some say it's Rav Shimi. Maybe Hillel was just establishing when it's not in the presence of the husband. Not in the presence of the of the buyer, when the seller is not in the presence of the buyer. But maybe if it is in front of the buyer, whether it is with his will or against his will, it's considered netina, it's considered giving. Some say, Amar Rava, mitakanato shel Hillel, from the establishment of Hillel, hareza gitech, al menach et nina matayim zuz venat nalo. Someone says, this is your divorce on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and she gives the money. Bein midato, bein bal korcho havia natina. Whether it is willingly of the husband or not willingly, it's considered a get. The one says, v'chi itztarich lehillel itakune shelo b'fanav. What was Hillel establishing? When he said that against your will, against your will over there, it counts. That was whenever the buyer is not present, saying that if the buyer goes into hiding, we can do it against his will. When was Hillel establishing in that case that we did a whole thing? That was not when he's not present. When the guy is present, then whether it's with willingly or not willingly, it would be considered giving. So this is what Hillel's establishment was. The Hillel's establishment of what he said to do, of setting it into this chamber and he can break the door down or whatever, that's only when the buyer isn't present. When the buyer is present, it can even be against his will. When it says, Matki Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, V'yitem Rav Shimi Barashi, V'dilma Afilo B'fanav Nami. Maybe even within his presence, the buyer's presence, Midato In Al Kocholo. Only willingly does it go through. Not willingly, it doesn't go through. Hillel might it's directly takin, right? So the case of the get, right? This is what he's talking about. In the case of the get, let's say for example, it's only willingly it would work. If the girl gave him money and it was willingly he took it, then the get would go through. If it's not willingly, it wouldn't go through. And when it's what Hillel was establishing was only what he was establishing. This one case that he was establishing wasn't trying to come and exclude, right? We were trying to learn that from the fact that Hillel was establishing in a certain case, it's coming to be mima'et something else. It's coming to come exclude the case of the get. That's not the case. He's saying the case of the get is willingly is accepted, not willingly it's not. Hillel was establishing something that's only solely for the establishment that he was establishing and not coming to exclude anything else. So, Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shoshana Rashbag. Any place where Rashbag taught Mishnatenu halacha kemoto. In our Mishnah, halacha follows his opinion. Chutz me'arev et saidan raya achrona. Except for these three cases. We actually saw this earlier on in the Masechet. On Daf Lamed Vav, it was, I think, Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, we saw this. And what are these three cases? These three cases, halacha is not like Rashbag. So, Arev is a case in Baba Batra. Over there, it explains that if somebody is a guarantor on a loan, and the person, so let's say, for example, I'm giving a loan, this person is my guarantor. The person comes back to ask for the money. Okay? So now, can he go straight to the guarantor to ask for the money, or does he have to come straight to me first? He has to come to me first and then ask the guarantor, or can he just go straight to the guarantor? So over there, the first opinion says he can go to the guarantor. If he sees, let's say, this guy doesn't have money or whatever, he doesn't even have to go to him, he can go straight to the guarantor. Rashbag says, no, he has to go straight to the guy. Go straight to the guy that you lend it to. So over there, halacha is not like Rashbag. That's case number one. Case number two is Saidan, or Sidon, like we had over here in our Mishnah, the case that we said that if the guy tells the girl, I'll divorce you, I'll menat that you give me my cloak. And she lost the cloak. So we said, Rashbag says you can give the value. Halacha is not like Rashbag. And the last case, Raya Akhrona, that there was a few different opinions of Rashbag, not to get into the details. There was an earlier Raya, a later Raya, and the latter opinion of Rashbag, we don't hold like over there when it discusses that discussion of thing. I think it's in Masachan Sanhedrin. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Hareze gitich. This is your divorce, v'aniyar sheli, but the paper is mine. Eina migureshet, she's not divorced, because you never gave it to her. Al menach tachziri li et aniyar migureshet, but he says, on condition that you give it back to me, she's divorced. Mashna reish or mashna seifa, what's the difference between the beginning and the end of that beraita? Amar achista hamani, who's the author here? Rashbagi, it's following the opinion of Rashbag, da'amar titen lo et dameah, that you're able to give the value Hachanami, so to over here, Afshardim, if I sale vidame. Over here also, maybe you would appease, he would appease, she would appease him with money. You gave her the paper, Amenada Azir, and so you're trying to appease with, you would appease with money in order to make it a full fledged transaction. Right, Rashi says, Maishna Resha, Kasakada Ate, So he's saying that maybe I would have thought we would hold like the Rabbanan over here. And that's where the question came out. So then he explained, no, there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. So the Gemara says, Rashbag only said, let's say, that you can give the value of the item when the item is missing. But whenever the item is right there, are you able to give the value? She has the get in her hand. She has the paper. She can say, here's some money that's the value of the paper. The get is right there. That's not what the condition was. So the Gemara says, El Amar Hamani, who is the author here? Rabbi Meir, he is Rabbi Meir. The Amar Ba'in a Tanai Kaful. You need to have a Tanai Kaful. What's a Tanai Kaful? It's a double condition. You need to say, like we learned this from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that im yavru, im lo yavru, right? So it needs to be that you are making a condition. If I will do, and if I won't do. You say it in the positive and in the negative. You have to say it twice. That's the only time this is according to his opinion. And over here, since there wasn't a double tanai, it wasn't a positive and negative, so therefore, the tanai, the conditions didn't take effect, and the get takes effect right away. And when it says, matki fla rava, tamad lo kafle le tanai, the reason is because he didn't double up his condition. If he did double up the condition, it wouldn't be considered a get. But let's see. Where do we learn all of the conditions from? From the condition of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. What was the story over there? The Torah tells us that when the Jewish people, they were going to go into the land of Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal with Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. They said, we don't want to come in. We're going to stay over here. We're good over here. So he said, at least come, help us conquer the land. Come inside. And then you can go back. And then in the time of Yahushua, in the beginning of the book of Yahushua, that's exactly what they did. They went in, they helped conquer, and then they came back. Okay, so over there it says, Im Yavru, Im Lo Yavru, right? Ve'im, it says, Im Yavru, Im Lo Yavru, if we will cross, and if we won't cross. So it's set in a double condition. So that's where we learned the Tanai from. So Mahatam, Tanai Kodim L'maaseh. Just like over there by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the condition comes before the action. So too, af kol tanai kodem lemaaseh. So too, every condition has to come before the action. La pukeyasa, excluding here the maaseh kodem letanai, that the action is coming before the tanai. Right? Why is the action coming before the tanai? He's saying this is your divorce, and then he says give it back to me after. So the action is coming first, and then the condition is coming after. That's no good. Ela amarava. Rather, what's the reason? Mishum de maas zegirsa de hava le maaseh kodem letanai. The reason why the get gets into effect right away is exactly like you just said, because the action comes before the condition. So when I said matki flarava davarava tama de maase kodem l'tanai, the reason that the divorce takes effect right away is because the action comes before the tanai. Ah, tanai kodem l'maase. But if the condition came before the action, lo havigita would not be considered a divorce. So let's see, michti kol tanai meicha gamrinu. Where do we learn all conditions from? Mitanai bnei gad bnei roven. We learn it from bnei gad bnei roven. Ma hatam tanai b'davar echad maase b'davar afer. Just like over there, the condition was on one thing, and the action was on something else. Right? What was the condition on? To cross the Yarden, come into the land, help conquer. Umaase, and the action was nachalat evra Yarden, to inherit the evra Yarden mizracha. So the action and the condition were two different things. Ah, of course. So to every condition has to be on two different things. Action and condition. La'apukeyacha, coming to exclude over here, the tnai u'ma'aseh v'davar echad. The condition and the action are all on one thing, on the get itself. That he's saying, that the get should go to you, take effect, if you give me the get back. So the action and condition are both on one item. That's no good. Ela amaravada varava. What's the reason the get takes effect right away? Mishum di tnai u'ma'aseh v'davar echad. The condition and action are on one thing. So Rav Ashi Amar Hamani, who's the author here? Rabbi, it's following Rabbi Danasi. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rabbi, Kol HaOmer Al Menat Ke'omer Mavsav Demei. Anybody who says on condition is as if he is saying from right now. So how does that help us? So Rashi says, Ashtekach Divishat Gerushin Nekita Leget. At the time of Gerushin, the get was taken. Ula Achar Zman Yimachzeret. After time, she gives it back. He holds that a gift on condition to give it back counts as a gift. If I give you a gift on condition to give it back, it counts. So it really went into the woman's possession. She took effect, the divorce took effect, and then it comes back to him. And so that's why the get would work. It's following the opinion of Rebbe. Atkin Shemuel b'gita d'shchiv merav. Shemuel established that if a guy was about lying on his deathbed and he wanted to give a get, that we would put the following phrases. Im lo mati lo yeget. If I don't die, the get should not work. Ve'im mati yeget. And if I do die, the get should work. So the Gemara says, why don't you say it the other way around? Ve'lema im mati yeget. If I die, this will be a get. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to establish it as a get. So if I die, let this be a get. Ve'im lo mati lo yeget. And if I don't die, it should not be a get. Why did it say that if I don't die first? Listen to this rule. Lo makdim inish purnanutale nafshei. A person does not put punishment onto himself first. Meaning, when you're speaking, your words have a lot of power. And so therefore, even if you're putting a condition on a get, don't say the words, if I die first. If I don't die first. Why? Because that makes a huge difference. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, we have a lot of power with our words. You should be very careful to use your words for good. Velema lo yeh get im lo mati. Okay, why didn't he just say it as a double negative? Why didn't he just say, this should not be a get if I don't die? Why did he say, if I don't die, this shouldn't be a get? Why didn't he say, this shouldn't be a get if I don't die? State it the other way around. So the Gemara says, Bainan tanai kodem lamaseh, because you need the condition to come before the action. You need the condition first, and only then the get. But if he says the other way around, the action comes first. Matkif la rava is a contradiction. Michti, kol tanai mechan gamrinan, where do we learn all the conditions? Mitanai b'nei gad b'nei reuven, from the condition of b'nei gad b'nei reuven. Mahatam hen kodem lelav, just like over there, the yes comes before the no, the hen comes before the lav. Of course, so too in every condition. La pukeacha, but over here is different, the lav kodem lehen, that the negative is coming before the positive. Why? What does he say? If I don't die, it should not be a get. Oh, he's saying negative first. How are you allowed to do that? The positive has to come first. Right? So the Gemara says, El Amar Rava, this is what he writes. Im lo mati lo yeget. If he doesn't die, should not be a get. Im mati yeget. If he dies, it should be a get. Im lo mati lo yeget. And again he says, if he doesn't die, should not be a get. Explains. Im lo mati lo yeget. If he doesn't die, if I don't die, it should not be a get. Lo maktim inish puran nutal nafshei. He doesn't want to speak bad about himself, so he first says, if I don't die, he doesn't want to die. Then he says, im mati yeget. Im lo mati lo yeget. Then he makes a new phrase and says, if I die, it should be a get. If I don't die, it should not be a get. Why? Ba'inan hen kodem lalav, because you need the positive statement to come before the negative. So he says a three different statements. If I don't die, it should not be a get. If I do die, it should be again. If I don't die, it shouldn't be again. Why? First one is so you don't start with putting bad on yourself. Then, you need the next two to say the positive comes before the negative in order for the condition to take effect. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap. We started at the bottom of Amud Bet, Ayin Dalet Amud Bet, by the concept of Harvacha. We said that because it was for Harvacha, and the rain fell before he did the fourth planting, therefore watering, therefore since the reason was because he wanted his field watered, the field got watered, he doesn't need to go out and do it again. As we got to the Amud Aleph, we concluded by saying that maybe it's only saying by the case of, let's say, Gerushin, he says you're divorced on condition you give me the money, only if the man accepts the money willingly, not against his will. And so too, in the case of Hillel, was establishing a specific case alone, not coming to try to exclude or teach us to be mima'ed something else, or be marbeh something else. The part number three of the daf was we said that one of the things you need for the condition to take effect is that you need the tnai kodem lemaaseh. You need the condition to come before the action. But over here, the reason that we said that it was the get takes effect right away is why? Because the tnai doesn't go into effect because the action came before the tnai. The action came before the condition. Then we got to the Amud Bet, and we were speaking about this takana that Shmuel established where a guy was about to die and giving a get. And we said that you need to say, hen kodem lelav. You need to mention the positive before the negative. Not only that, we said that a person does not mention the puranut of himself first. Meaning, when you're speaking, you should be careful not to mention the negative onto yourself. And even when you're talking about other people, don't say, you, if this would happen to you, no. Say, it's so-and-so, or ploni, or someone else. You never put puranut onto a specific individual. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.